Massachusetts, and they called it Massachusetts, and it's Massachusetts. I heard somebody on radio or television the other day call it Massachusetts, and I don't like it.
I heard John Chaffer say Oakland instead of Mobile or anything.
New Orleans, they ruined.
And the biggest city in Baltimore would be Maryland.
Baltimore.
And the biggest one in Missouri would be
St. Louis.
And the biggest one in Illinois would be
Chicago.
And in Tennessee,
I guess Nashville. I don't know whether Nashville's larger than Knoxville. Is it?
I think Nashville is larger.
Is it larger?
And if you went to Lookout Mountain, you'd have to go to, what is it, Rock City.
Chattanooga.
And the big Tennessee city on the Mississippi River.
Memphis.
And in Georgia, you mentioned Gordon Bound. Macon, what's a couple of the other big cities in Georgia?
Atlanta. And, that's all the big cities in Georgia.
Yeah, I mentioned Savannah.
Yeah, you said Savannah and Macon and Atlanta.
Columbus is a pretty good town, huh?
Columbus is a big, well, if you take in Fort Benning, but Fort Benning goes on down nearly to Eufaula. Fort Benning just runs all down there. I have a niece whose husband's at Fort Benning now. They're living in Phoenix City.
The capital of Louisiana would be?
Capital of Louisiana is Baton Rouge.
And the biggest city in Kentucky would be?
Louisville, I would imagine.
And let's see
there. Lexington's where the university is.
People became members of the church, and you would say they did what they
joined the Baptist church.
Mm-hmm. So you get that. And say someone was, you were working very hard, and someone was standing there watching you and said, well, say you're working very hard, doing a lot of work, and somebody just standing there watching, you might say, well, you
might help.
And, let's see, in a church, you'd say the preacher preaches a good
sermon.
And the choir and the organ has provided good.
Oh, we have a magnificent choir in our church. If you're going to come over here is your wife working in my room?
No, she is. We're just on spring break. I'll go back Saturday.
You will? Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, if you were going to come over here some morning, you could bring her with and I could take over that stuff.
But next time I'm home, I will.
Yeah, you do.
Be the summer, first of summer.
Uh-huh. Well, I probably won't. If I go to North Carolina, I probably won't go until later, last year, July.
I'll call when I come. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the choir provides good choir there.
Music. Oh, and boy, we've got them. And it's a volunteer choir. Nobody's paid except the organist and the choir director. And we've got a young couple. He has a job in the church now. He teaches English out at junior high school. And he plays the piano and the organ. I've heard him play the piano. And he can really play that piano. He has a lovely tenor voice. And his little wife really can play the organ and the piano. We are lucky we got that young couple. They're graduates of Montevallo. And they say he's a cracking good English teacher. You're real lucky. But somebody asked me, said, how many people in your choir do you pay? And I said, we don't pay any of them. They're volunteer. And I mean,
all bad, I guess all bad is churches are like that.
Yeah.
That's how our college.
Well, we just have, those people are just dedicated. They just spend their time and efforts, money too.
And the enemy of God.